He's the type of cricketer you need against Australia as well. Someone to stand up against them, someone to look them in the face and take them on. He's that type of cricketer. You know, you think of Botham, you think of Peterson. They like to, you know, go after people that sort of back away and back down. Stokes definitely won't do that.
Spot on, Ness. 23 past 6 on a Tuesday morning. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening across the globe to The Breakfast Club this morning. That was Nasser Hussain on the news yesterday, late last night, our time, that Ben Stokes has been added to the Ashes squad for England. That is very, very exciting news. And I like the way he described him. He's the guy that's going to take it to the Australians. And that's exactly the way he goes about it. I wonder what Angus Fraser thinks about this former English cricketer and International Cricketer of the Year, if you don't mind, in 1996, who joins us on the line. Angus, welcome back to the program.
Nice to be aboard. Good morning, everyone.
Lovely to have you with us. This is big news for us. I imagine it's even bigger over there from an English cricket perspective. They have Ben Stokes accessible and available for this series. Were you confident that this would be the outcome?
No, not really. When the Ashes squad was announced a couple of weeks ago, I mean, you feared because, so we're meant to be honest, you never know how long it's going to take, Simon. But I don't know, I was just flicking through my phone this morning and suddenly saw the Stokes available for Australia. It's great news for England, it's great news for the series. Pleased that he's talking, ready to start playing cricket again, because he is he's a box office cricketer, isn't he? I mean, the cricketers like him come along very rarely. And when they do, you want them to be out there entertaining and as often as they can.
I think that's a good term that you use, box office, and he absolutely is. And it doesn't really matter what form of the game he's playing. He is that excitement machine. He is going to take the game on. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to make things happen, which few cricketers possess to his level. And without him, the series might have been a touch lackluster, particularly from an English perspective in that regard. He changes the dynamic significantly, doesn't he?
Well, he does in a way that I suppose if England weren't to perform as well as we would like them to over there, there's always excuses, aren't there? And we hadn't had Stokes, we didn't have Archer, and these sort of things start to come out. And you don't want to be looking back on series of cricket like that. You want to look back as on them with the best to play the best and the better outfit have come out on top. So the fact that he's there obviously improves England's chances. It does add some real sort of gold, sprinkle some gold dust over the series, and hopefully he'll manage to play. Well, perform either with a bat or a bowl on a couple of occasions that light it up. I mean, there is a bit of a challenge for him. I mean, he's not played a lot of cricket in the last 3 or 4 months. There isn't a great deal of warm-up cricket. So whilst it's brilliant news him being there, we all just assume he's going to rock up at the Gabba for the first test match and be in prime form. Quite a bit's got to take place before that can happen.
I think Nasser kind of hit the nail on the head, Angus, about just what he brings to the table. It's not just his wickets and his runs. It's that aggression and it's that almost that ability to intimidate, but also not to be intimidated, which I think can have potential rub off on the other players.
Absolutely, and I suppose when I was in England first, you're in a room. There's a door, and there's something taking place the other side of the door. And everybody wants to open the door, but who's brave enough to be the one that sort of opens it and goes through it? And Ben Stokes is that for character, isn't he? He's the one that's always going to lead there. Obviously, Joe Root had made his vice captain, and he plays an important role there. But he is that sort of cricketer that he's not going to sort of walk away from a challenge. He's going to meet the opposition face on, exchange blows toe-to-toe. And all right, and again, one of the joys of him is the fact that if it doesn't work out, he takes it and he comes back again. He's not someone who sort of sulk and mope around and feels sorry for himself. He loves these big occasions, and obviously there's nothing bigger than the Ashes series.
I think the interesting part, even the way it was received here, there's as many Australians, I think, as excited as the English supporters, because it makes for a better series, and we enjoy watching him play. And I think as much as there's him and then there's Broad that we all love to hate, there's a bit of Australian in the way that they both play with that aggressive sort of brash nature that just adds something to the series.
Yeah, I mean, having toured Australia three times, but say the Australian crowd can be harsh, and doing well and not sure, but they do want to push the opposition office and offering someone who does sort of stand up in the face of adversity, that sort of thing.
Angus, I think we've dropped out, his line is an average line there for Angus at the moment. We might try and call him back. Joey at the back is going to try and get a reconnect to Angus, because it's difficult to hear what he's saying.
Well, he's on the other side of the world.
Well, I understand that. I understand. I'm not blaming anyone. It's just a situation that currently
is. So the dynamic of that is that he will bat at six. It gives them the ability to play Stoke six, or you could even play Stokes five if you wanted to, with the keeper situation they've got. They could conceivably have five bowlers. And I think that makes it much more of an opportunity for England to be competitive in these sorts of conditions. That's how important he is for him, because of the versatility that by having someone that can bowl, but also bat in the top six.
Well, let's find out. I think Angus is back with us on a better line this time around. We're just talking about the lineup and how it affects the selection of this English team with him in the lineup. Angus, does it give them a chance to play the five, or would you try and bat as deep as you can against this Australian outfit?
Well, with Test match, you've got to take 20 wickets. So you look up and decide to play four bowlers, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. Obviously, the great Australian side with Warne, Gillespie, McGrath, I'm trying to do the four seamers, but they only played four bowlers and it seemed to work. But that's when you got four crackerjack bowlers. So I think England would look to play five. And it's, I just heard you say they have an incoming at the six. There's obviously Chris Wokes who can bat too. And the wicketkeeper's a good player, whether it's Best or Butler that's keeping wicket. So England have got a lot of all-rounders really that can come in and fill that seven, eight places that are going to add depth to the batting, but also give Jeffrey the variety to his bowling that he probably wants.
And I think, Angus, that's going to be the key for England to be competitive. As you said, they've got to take 20 wickets. But with the batting the way it is outside of Joe Root, it might be that sort of 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9 that can sort of somehow find a way to manufacture 350, 400 in first innings to give themselves a chance. It's not necessarily your top four that are going to score all your runs.
Yeah, and I think most batting lineups have got a bit of vulnerability
yep,
to them.
Yep, definitely.
Australia, a very heavy sort of dependent on Smith. But I suppose one thing is you think Australia's bowlers have got a bit more cutting edge than England's with Hazelwood, Stark and Cummins. I mean, they're three outstanding bowlers and Lyon, again, a high-quality spinner. So you think Australia's bowlers are going to put England under a bit more pressure. But, yeah, England could find themselves 30 for three, as they have done on numerous occasions in the last sort of few years. And then you get a sort of Stokes Butler Best, so hopefully we've got like a really hard action. And as you say, if you get 350 on the board in the modern game, you're in game season, and that's got to be England's goal to get out there, to get those on the board, and to be competitive and to put Australia under the pressure. But as you say, the game is played on paper, not on grass. It's played on grass, not on paper.
Do you think psychologically it frees up Joe Root a bit? Because, I mean, he's been so prolific this season through his batting for England. It's not fun. It's almost ridiculous, the numbers he's putting up. But he's been having to carry the burden of the entire team effectively from a run-scoring perspective. Knowing that he's got Ben there to be that dynamic middle-order player, do you think it allows him to just focus on his job as opposed to carrying the team?
I think it allows him to relax and enjoy himself and know that he's got a good, reliable mate there. I mean, yeah, they get on very well, the two of them. And it, as you said, he won't go into a game thinking it's all down to me. He knows that he's got another crackerjack player that can do something, that can change a game, that can sort of win a game of cricket. And I think that's the thing with Ben Stokes. I mean, we look at the glow. I mean, I always look at, obviously, the innings that beat Australia ahead in the last Ashes. In the last Ashes, when he sort of took the game away and won it in absolutely dramatic circumstances. And there's been times when he's bowled, but he gets what he deserves, gets what he does, because he deserves it. He works and he takes wickets, but you don't see the sort of 15, 13-hour spell that the consecutive Ashes bowl. He's 1 for 30 in really hot conditions. And then you sort of suddenly get 4 or 5 wickets, never bowl wickets, but He's someone who gets what he deserves, and he does that because he puts in and he really does compete. And he leaves nothing in the, but he leaves nothing in the stand. He leaves it all out on the pitch.
Well, that's the sort of stuff we like to watch over here in Australia. I'm sure it's the sort of stuff you'd like to be part of as well from a cricket perspective, Angus, and we can't wait to see him in action. Hopefully he's at his best for the start of the Ashes campaign, and it's a great series, and we appreciate your time again this morning. Thank you.
No trouble at all.